It's time for news from Effingham's most trusted source, 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Sapp. Down to 40 degrees, a new morning low off yesterday's high of 56. We had a tenth of an inch of rain here at the studios. Possibility of some shower activity off and on for the next several days. We'll double-check the forecast at the close of our look at news. Effingham Unit 40 Superintendent Andy Johnson said that even though the 1 cent sales tax didn't pass in November, there is still a need. That said, Johnson invited Stiefel Public Finance Managing Director Ann Noble to Monday night school board meeting to discuss how funds could be generated to pay for a new grades K-2 building for the district. The K-2 building, including a gym, would cost $45.3 million. Add to that $3.7 million in funds for work at Southside School, $1.8 million for renovation work at Central School, and $4.2 million for parking lot work. And a lot of those projects are already scheduled or in the hopper. That comes to $55 million. Johnson asked board members to consider issuing the full amount in bonds, then revisit the sales tax question. The revenue from the sales tax could pay off the bonds. The issuance of the bonds would amount to an additional 62 cents per $100 assessed valuation. That's a 17% increase in the levy. There were no votes on the matter last night. The board voted to approve the 25-26 school calendar. A teacher's institute and an in-service on August 11th and 12th will be followed by the first day of student attendance on Wednesday, August 13th. Also approved was online registration information. Two online periods are scheduled, April 22nd to May 9th and July 14th to August 1st. It was also shared that high school semester exams for this year will be taken the Thursday and Friday before graduation. Johnson reported that district enrollment's up 45 students from last year, even with lower high school enrollment. Staff was hired for the 21st Century After School Program, that grant-funded program we've been telling you about. That program, by the way, begins today. Junior High School Assistant Principal Jordan Andrick will serve as grant coordinator. Site supervisors will be Elizabeth Russell, Patty Chapman, Sarah Metty, Michael Lampton, Abby Armstrong, Becky Doherty, Seth Henson, Missy Donaldson, Alexandra Estes, and Ashley Delks. Those hired as facilitators for the after-school program were Kenna Custer, April Hardick, Abra Woomer, Leslie Custer, Anna Macias, and Callie Ort. Those hired as facility assistants were Gina Hewing, Avery Wolf, and Max Greenwood. The after-school program will begin today and will continue through May 15th. There will also be a summer program. Other personnel moves approved Monday included transfers of Denise Pitcher as director of Little Hearts Early Childhood Center, Denise White and Heather King as cooks at the high school, and Hallie Bias as a math interventionist at Central for the coming school year. Resignations were accepted from Paige Sherrod as PFA paraprofessional at Little Hearts Early Childhood Center, Lisa Sig as head high school basketball cheer coach, Kylie Custer as co-head high school girls tennis coach, and Brian McMillan as high school head wrestling coach. Retirements were accepted from Sue Otten as a cook at the high school, Kim Canerum as a bus driver at the end of the current school year. She's been the Pine Tree bus driver for many years, and Angela Moeller is a teacher at the end of the 27-28 school year. There was also recognition given the high school wrestling squad and students at the TriStar Aspire High School. More about that in future newscasts. The Effingham City Zoning Board of Appeals meets this evening. Meeting time is 6 o'clock at City Hall. Just one item on the agenda, a public hearing on a setback variance. That's being requested by BHR Investments for an upcoming project. There will also likely be some discussion about work on the Effingham 2050 Comprehensive Plan. Again, that meeting at 6 at City Hall. The Society for Academic Achievement Banquet, sponsored each year by the Effingham Noon and Sunrise Rotary Clubs, is set for this Thursday evening. It's the 55th annual program. It'll take place at the Hearts Rock Cafe at Effingham High School. Activities will begin at 6:30. The awards banquet's been organized by the combined efforts of Effingham's participating service clubs in accordance with rules and regulations of the Society for Academic Achievement. The purpose of the awards is to give public recognition to the outstanding scholastic students of the two city high schools. These students are selected by the schools on the basis of good character and high scholarship achievement. Awards consist of scholastic pens or keys to qualifying seniors and scholastic school letters to qualifying juniors and sophomores. These are limited to the top 5% of each class at this awards banquet. Here are the young people that are going to be honored at Thursday night's event. As far as seniors from Effingham High School, Kristen Armstrong, Milana Benavides, Morgan Secondor, Ashlyn Davis, Adam Flack, Emily Gruel, Isabella Harkins-Albin, Sarah Hertzel, Tyler Jensen, Logan Jones, Tyler Lake, Jessica Larson, Sydney Nelson, Harsh Patel, and Peter Rosen and Raiden Schneider. And from St. Anthony High School, Madison Haney, Elijah Poston, and Mary Scheidemattel. Juniors being recognized from Effingham High School, Hannah Buckman, Sydney Cunningham, Abby Feldick, Maximus Greenwood, Maggie Jenkins, Isabella Jones, Emma Newland, Berkeley Pullen, Reese Wendling, and Avery Wolf. And from St. Anthony High School, Ronan Bailey, Liv Haney, Audrey Lesarge, Aiden Laritson, Laney Walker, and Michael Wright. Sophomores from Effingham being recognized, Kale Bean, also Bailey Bonoff, Mara Brown, Helena Gabin, Jack Hartman, Macy Hayes, Reese Kinney, Macy Kirk, Leah Klein, also Reagan Craik, Eliana Robison, Malia Wendling, Brady Wilson, and Leo Wyckoff. And from St. Anthony High School, Ivy Diber, Aubrey Denning, Jonna Frisbee, Holly Goldstein, Isabella Keller, and Ava Miller. My apologies for the mispronunciations. That MC Thursday night's going to do a much better job. Guest speakers, Jeff Fricknicht, former superintendent of schools at Altamont, very involved in the Effingham County Chamber of Commerce, football coach at Casey Westfield, and he'll be speaking to students this Thursday night. So the SAA banquet, and sponsored each year by the Effingham Noon and Sunrise Rotary Clubs. Governor Pritzker issued a rare veto Friday. Capital News Illinois reports Pritzker rejected a bill that would require warehouse workers in Illinois to know quotas they are subject to at their jobs. The bill would require warehouse employees to tell their workers in writing about any work quotas they're subject to. It also prohibits employers from punishing workers for taking bathroom, meal, or rest breaks. Pritzker says the bill's too broadly written and could present legal challenges. A 3/5 majority vote in the legislature is required to override a veto. The Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation will soon reclaim about 1,500 acres of land up in DeKalb County. The governor signed legislation Friday authorizing the Illinois Department of Natural Resources to hand over title to Shabana Lake State Park. Much of the park overlaps with land that was illegally sold out from under the tribe in 1849. Under the new law, the park will remain open for public recreation and will still be managed by the DNR under an agreement with the tribe. The tribe says it has no plans to develop the land for a casino or other commercial purposes. And Lincoln's new Salem State Historic Site's getting an $8 million renovation. This comes after Republican state lawmakers and volunteers began a public push for funding. Capital News Illinois reports the money comes from the state's Rebuild Illinois Infrastructure Fund and will be used to restore and update buildings. That includes fixing log cabins, mills, and roofs. Local State Senator Steve McClure is working on legislation to create a local commission to oversee maintenance at New Salem, but the Illinois Department of Natural Resources opposes that idea, calling it a, quote, additional bureaucracy and red tape. Let's take a break. We'll look at deaths and your forecast in 2 minutes.
People say I'm too serious. Those funny ads for car insurance do nothing for me. I like Erie Insurance. It's seriously good. A great rate, legendary service, accident forgiveness. Not one, but 8 reasons to switch. Woohoo! See? I can get as excited as the next guy.
Your Erie agent in Effingham is Weiss Insurance. Get a quote at 342-9777 or visit weissinsurance.com.
No regrets.
You'll never regret switching to Erie Insurance, where you'll always be treated fairly. It's easy. J.D. Power ranked us highest in customer satisfaction with the auto insurance purchase experience 2 years in a row. So get a quote today.
Your Erie agent in Effingham is Weiss Insurance. Get a quote at 342-9777 or visit weissinsurance.com.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
Erie Insurance.
You're busy. We get it. You need to be able to bank from anywhere, anytime. And you can with LLCU Digital Banking. It's like having an LLCU teller, loan officer, or a financial counselor at your fingertips. Make mobile deposits, check balances, pay bills, pay friends, check your credit score, apply for a loan, even make a budget, all from your desktop or mobile device. We know you're busy, so take us with you. Visit llcu.org for details. Land of Lincoln Credit Union. Bank on learning more. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
We understand how hard planning for retirement can be. That's why the Knights of Columbus offers solutions that are simple and secure. You can grow your retirement with guaranteed interest and a lifetime of income. Knights of Columbus Insurance, the Shin Office, servicing Teutopolis, Newton, Sigel, and the surrounding area. Contact Tyler Shin at 217-821-2484. Discover the difference in doing business with the Knights of Columbus, the Shin Office.
A look at deaths on this Tuesday. Mickey Veach, 76, of rural Mason, died on Saturday night. Private family services will be held for Mickey Veach at Gieseking Funeral Home in Altamont. Virginia or Jenny Osick, 93, of Altamont, died on Saturday. Funeral services for Jenny Osick will be this Saturday morning at 11 o'clock at St. Clair Catholic Church in Altamont. There will be a two-hour visitation from 9 to 11 Saturday morning at the church. Gieseking Funeral Home in Altamont is assisting. James Lloyd Allen, 79, of Shumway, died Sunday evening, and funeral services for James Lloyd Allen will be Thursday morning at 11 o'clock at Pagel Funeral Home in Edgewood. Visitation will be from 9 to 11 Thursday morning. Ada Mae Seifers Wilson Stroop, 85, of Effingham, died on February 26th. Services were held at the graveside at the Seifers Wilson Cemetery over in Jasper County on March 18th. But she had several survivors in this area, and those family members wanted us to make sure and let you be aware of Mrs. Stroop's passing, and we're glad to accommodate that. Again, that is the passing of Ada Mae Seifers Wilson Stroop. She was 85 and lived in Effingham. Marita Cordy Kemmy of Effingham, formerly of Shumway, died on Sunday. Funeral services for Marita Kemmy will be Thursday morning at 10 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Shumway. Visitation will be from 4 to 7 Wednesday evening at the church with a 4 o'clock CCW rosary. Bauer Funeral Home in Effingham handling the arrangements for Marita Kemmy. Funeral services for 20-year-old Holden Schmidt of Stewartson will be at 12 noon Wednesday at Bauer Funeral Home in Effingham. Visitation for Holden Schmidt will be from 10 to noon Wednesday morning. Funeral services for Barbara Joan Allred, 92, of Shelbyville, will be today. That'll be at 1 o'clock at Howanyaki Funeral Home in Shelbyville. Visitation for Barbara Allred will be from 11 to 1 today. Norma Siebert, 97, of Altamont, died Sunday morning. Funeral arrangements for Norma Siebert are pending at Gieseking Funeral Home in Altamont. Here's a look at our forecast today. A 20% chance of rain after 2 p.m. Otherwise partly sunny, high today of 56. Winds eventually are going to pick up to about 5 to 10 miles an hour from the northwest. Could gust over 15 miles an hour. Tonight, then, a 30% chance of rain, mainly between 2 a.m. and 5 a.m. Partly cloudy, low tonight of 36, and winds maybe 5 miles an hour, and they're going to calm down from there. Wednesday, there's a 10% chance of rain before 7 a.m., and then sunshine with a high of 58. and then another chance of rain Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and oh yes, on Sunday. Currently in Effingham, we are at 40 degrees under mostly cloudy skies, off a high yesterday of 56. We had a tenth of an inch of rain here at the studios. That's local news. I'm Greg Sapp.